Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hello, campus cronies. Welcome back to Campus Crime Chronicles. I'm your host, Dr. Nicole Turner, higher education professional and true crime addict. In every episode of this podcast, I take a deep dive into some sort of true crime that occurred on a school campus or a crime that's associated with a college or university in some way. For each episode, I rate the seriousness of the crime from 1 to 5 on my serious crime scale, with 1 being completely not serious, possibly even a little humorous from time to time, to 5 being very serious. This episode is rated a 1. Yeah, you heard that right. After all of those 5 ratings, I felt like we needed a bit of fresh air, you know, with a much lighter story. Something not involving gruesome details and, well, murder. So with that, this is the story of a freshman college football player and his encounter with 2 members of the Newton Police Department in Newton, Iowa. What began as a routine traffic stop soon escalated and ended with the college student in handcuffs, which has sparked multiple legal litigations from both sides. This episode is titled A False Arrest. So without further ado, let's get started. Of Saturday, August 27th, 2022, 19-year-old Taven Galanakis had been hanging out with his girlfriend and a friend at his friend's house near William Penn University, where they attend college. At around 11:30 that night, Taven left his friend's place to head back to his hometown of Newton, Iowa, which is a small city of about 15,000 people located 30 miles east of Des Moines, and it's about an hour's drive from William Penn. Taven, a freshman wide receiver on the university football team, had just entered the city of Newton when he was pulled over by 2 city police officers, Officer Nathan Winters and Lieutenant Christopher Wing. The Newton News reported that Officer Winters led the traffic stop while Lieutenant Wing supervised nearby. By now, it was a little after midnight on Sunday, August 28, 2022. When Officer Winters approached Taven's driver's side window, he explained why he had pulled Taven over. Taven was driving with his brights on, or his high beam headlights on, which is illegal in city limits. Immediately, Taven began to tell Winters that before he left his friend's house, he noticed one of his low beam headlights was out, so he decided to drive with his bright lights on instead of, you know, just drive with 1 headlight. Taven also offered an apology to Winters and told him that he was unaware that it was against the law to drive with his high beams on in town. After this, Winters asked Taven to produce his license and registration, a direction to which Taven respectfully responded. But Winters was not being as respectful or polite, and he immediately began questioning Taven and asking him if he had been drinking that night. In an interview with Sierra Gillespie for the Law and Crime Network, Taven said, quote, "Yeah, he pulled me over. So then once he pulled me over, he began to be really hostile, and I could tell by the way, like right when he got to my window, just asking me if I had anything to drink right away. I tried to keep my calm, keep my cool," end quote. Now, Taven, who had never been pulled over before in his 19 years of life, began rummaging through his glove compartment to find his registration and insurance information. Eventually, Taven showed a piece of paper to the officer and asked him if that's what he needed, once again, very politely. But in response, Winters was quite rude, in my opinion, which can be seen on body camera footage later released by the Newton Police Department. Winters responded with, quote, "Yeah, I mean, that's a good start. That's the registration," end quote. Winters then asked Taven to get out of the car and join him in his police cruiser. And as Taven was proceeding to do exactly what Winters instructed him to do, he told Taven to leave his chewing gum that he was chewing in his mouth on the dash. An odd request, if you ask me, but Taven did what the officer said. Then, as Taven stood up and began walking toward Winters' car, Winters asked him if he had any weapons or drugs on him, to which Taven said no, he had nothing like that at all. When Winters and Taven loaded up into the police cruiser, their next conversation went like this. Winters, how much have you had to drink tonight? Taven, none. Winters, what do you mean none? Taven, I've had nothing to drink. Winters, okay, why would your eyes be watery and bloodshot? Taven, you want to blow me real quick? Winters, I don't want to blow you. Obviously, Taven was talking about voluntarily taking a breathalyzer to prove his sobriety, but the police officer took the comment another way. Taven explained, quote, "When I told him that, I said, hey, blow me, and then he turned it into something sexual right after that. So at that point, I know who I'm talking to. You know, he's not really professional," end quote. But Taven did, multiple times, ask to take a breathalyzer because he knew he had nothing to hide. He had not, in fact, been drinking that night, and he wanted to prove it. Eventually, Officer Winters told Taven they would get to that, a breathalyzer, but first he wanted Taven to perform a series of field sobriety tests. So he proceeded to have Taven walk a straight line, heel to toe. Then he had Taven follow his finger with his eyes and even balance on one leg. After those sobriety tests, which, based on the video footage, one would most likely conclude that Taven successfully completed, Officer Winters then had him close his eyes, tilt his head back, and touch his nose with his right index finger and left index finger based on Winters' commands of which finger to use. And still, to anyone watching the footage, it looks like Taven did that with flying colors as well. However, during the multiple sobriety tests, Winters tried to tell Taven that he wasn't following directions. But to me, watching the video, it's more like Winters didn't give him clear directions to begin with, almost as if Winters was trying to purposefully trip Taven up, like he wanted Taven to fail the tests. Anyway, while Officer Winters was conducting the tests, he asked Taven why he seemed to be slurring his speech and why he appeared to be shaking so much. Now again, in my opinion, Taven did not appear to be any of that. If anything, he appeared to be a nervous college student being put through the ringer on his first ever traffic stop and encounter with city police. I mean, I've been around inebriated college students enough to know that Taven did not appear to be under the influence of anything besides pressure and anxiety of the situation at hand. Taven also offered an explanation to the Law and Crime Network about the possibility of him slurring his words. He said, quote, "I don't know, maybe I slurred my words, you know, a little bit because I was nervous. But yeah, that's just basic nerves," end quote. Then, to the shaking or shivering comments, Taven responded to Officer Winters during his field sobriety tests. He told Winters that it was because it was raining outside and he was only wearing shorts and a sweatshirt. A comment to which Winters said, quote, "I wear shorts when it's 30 below," end quote. And Taven simply responded with, quote unquote, "Congratulations." At another point, Winters antagonized Taven further and asked him why his eyes were so watery, to which Taven had finally had enough and responded, quote, "You know why they're watery? Probably because we're in the rain right now, dumbass," end quote. After conducting these lengthy sobriety tests, Officer Winters finally told Taven that he would administer a breathalyzer, again a request that Taven had consistently been asking for throughout the entire incident. Now, if you think you might be frustrated with the situation now, just wait. As Winters was preparing the breathalyzer, he told Taven, quote, "You're showing some very strong signs of impairment," end quote. And y'all, when I heard him say that as I was watching the video, I just kept thinking, what in the hell is this guy talking about? Because I'm not seeing any of the same things Winters is claiming to see. Anyway, Taven proceeded to blow into the breathalyzer, and before the machine could even clock a reading, Officer Winters told Taven he was gonna read him his Miranda rights. And y'all, as he was saying that to Taven, The body camera footage showed that Taven blew a 0.00. He had no alcohol whatsoever in his system. The thing is, Winters never told him what the reading was, although Taven already knew what it would be and that it wouldn't detect any alcohol because he had not consumed any alcohol that night. So Winters then switched up his questioning and asked Taven when the last time was that he smoked weed. Taven, who appeared somewhat shocked and frustrated, hesitated, and you could see the wheels turning in his head as if he was literally trying to recall the last time he had smoked. Finally, Taven just told Officer Winters that he didn't remember, so Winters pressed him. He asked Taven if he had smoked that night, and Taven adamantly said no. After some back and forth between them, and after Winters continued to accuse Taven of being under the influence of marijuana, Taven said, quote, "No weed. I don't smoke weed. I play college football. I told you that. We get tested every Friday. I don't smoke weed," end quote. In response, Winters said, "Well, today is Saturday." And then Taven said, quote, "Weed stays on your shit for 30 days. So if I did a test next week, I'd be off the football team, dumbass," end quote. After that comment, Winters asked Taven if he wanted to complete a drug recognition evaluation, which is where an officer performs a series of tests and takes the person's blood pressure to determine if they are under the influence of drugs. And Taven told him yes, that he would do it. So Officer Winters then went back to his patrol unit, where he called the drug recognition officer and explained the situation, at least from his very biased point of view. He told the other officer that Taven had fumbled around with his registration 3, 4, maybe 5 times, that he bombed his sobriety tests, and that his finger to nose was bad. Then Winters told the officer, quote, "He says he'd do an evaluation, but he's kind of a smartass," end quote. After that, Winters then went back toward Taven and told him they had to go to the station to administer the test. Taven, though, was frustrated and tired and said he no longer wanted to do it. So Winters placed him in handcuffs and arrested him for driving while intoxicated. Winters then put him in the cruiser, told Taven he could be under the influence of a narcotic, and hauled him off to the Newton Police Department. Taven explained his thoughts after he realized he was officially being arrested. He said, quote, "So I ended up getting put in cuffs because I blew zeros and I get taken back to the department. And at that point, you know, it's real life. It's not a prank," end quote. Once at the station, Taven continued to maintain his sobriety, and a drug recognition expert later determined that Taven showed no signs of intoxication or being under the influence of any type of drugs or alcohol. After that, Taven was free to go. Now, although that is the extent of the traffic stop, which lasted for over 3 hours on August 28, 2022, it is the aftermath of the incident that adds an extra layer of controversy to this story. You see, Taven left that night feeling incredibly frustrated and appalled at how he had been treated. I mean, to him, his civil rights had been blatantly violated. So much so that as soon as he was able to get a hold of the footage from Officer Winter's body camera, he took his encounter to social media. He posted a lightly edited version of the video to Facebook and YouTube, and it quickly went viral, in turn sparking widespread outrage and raising serious questions about the officer's actions that night. Today, the video has over 2 million views, and it has garnered so much public attention that it prompted an outpouring of support for Taven and calls for justice from the public. Taven told Sierra Gillespie with the Law and Crime Network, quote, "When I posted the video, the whole town was telling me about their similar experiences, and I'm seeing all these comments about people saying that they're dealing with the same thing from the same police department. We got a mess to clean up, and I feel like that's my job with the exposure I got. I got to clean up the mess, and I'm okay with doing that," end quote. Taven went on to say that he wants to expose any corruption that may be present within the Newton Police Department, and that he is determined to hold the two officers accountable who pulled him over that night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Now, I'm sure you can imagine that the controversy the video caused was not well received by Newton police or the city of Newton. According to the reporting of Christopher Braunschweig for the Newton News, Newton Law Enforcement Agency received hundreds of calls from both in-state and out-of-state regarding the traffic stop. In a statement released on September 13, 2022, Mayor of Newton, Mike Hansen, said, quote, "Our dispatch center and local law enforcement agencies received hundreds of telephone calls late last week, almost exclusively from outside the state of Iowa, with complaints about the incident. This influx of calls from outside of our community took public safety telecommunicators away from their primary duty of answering emergency calls and dispatching emergency responders. We are fortunate that these disruptions to public safety operations have not led to injury or death." End quote. Also in that statement, Mayor Hansen defended the officers who conducted the traffic stop and said they were not responsible for any wrongdoing. He said that he, along with the city administrator, the police chief, command staff, and the city attorney, all reviewed the incident and found that the stop was, quote, "handled according to police departmental policy and according to the law," end quote. Instead, Mayor Hansen blamed Taven for violating the law and refusing to follow directions. Hansen said, quote, "The officers are not responsible for this situation. Mr. Galinakis, rather than operating his vehicle in accordance with the law and listening to the officer's requests, chose to insult the officer throughout the stop and failed to follow instructions. Newton police officers are charged with keeping our community safe, and that includes removing impaired drivers from our streets, including people who fail field sobriety tests. I am proud that despite Mr. Galinakis' repeated insults and disrespect toward the officers, they handled this incident in a professional manner," end quote. Additionally, in his statement, Mayor Hansen condemned individuals who shared what he described as a false narrative about Officer Nathan Winters. You see, not only did the video that Taven posted cause people to recount their own bad interactions with law enforcement, specifically with Officer Winters and Lieutenant Wing, but some people shared screenshots of a domestic abuse case involving Officer Nathan Winters from Iowa courts online. According to the Newton News, there is a case listed as civil domestic abuse between Winters and a woman, which resulted in a mutual protective or no contact order. Apparently, Taven took this information and used it to make several comments about Winters on social media, including allegations that Winters had been officially charged with domestic abuse. Mayor Hansen, in his public statement, said, quote, "Over the past 2 weeks, Mr. Galinakis and others have made false and defamatory statements against the officers on social media, including the false allegation that one of the officers involved was convicted of domestic abuse. That is simply not true. The individuals posting this false information and continuing this false narrative should be ashamed of themselves. A person convicted of domestic abuse would not be able to serve as a police officer," end quote. Then the city administrator, Matt Muckler, backed up Hansen's statements, and he too told the Newton News that Winters has never been charged with domestic abuse or any other criminal offense for that matter. Rather, he said, it is a mutual protective order between Winters and his former girlfriend. Muckler said, quote, "It is not an order put in place due to the conviction of an offense or even something put in place after the presentation of evidence. These types of orders do not prohibit a person from serving as a police officer, nor does it prohibit someone from carrying a firearm as part of their official duties," end quote. But, just FYI, according to the Newton News, the order states that Winters is restrained from committing any further acts of abuse or threats of abuse. So even though no criminal charges were ever filed, the act of domestic abuse is implied within the order itself. However, the order has an added stipulation that Winters is still allowed to conduct official police business. So, I'll just let that sit with you for a moment. Anyway, by February of 2023, Taven was ready to take the next step in fighting for justice, so he filed a lawsuit against the city of Newton, which also names Winters, Wing, and the police chief, Rob Burdess, as defendants. According to the reporting of Clark Kaufman for the Iowa Capital Dispatch, the lawsuit, which was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa, alleges that the city and its police department are guilty of false arrest, civil rights violations, and negligent supervision and training. The lawsuit further alleges that Winters falsely claimed that Taven performed poorly on the field sobriety tests, despite body camera footage that shows otherwise. Additionally, the lawsuit alleges that Winters told Taven he had sufficient cause to arrest him based on his inability to find his registration, his bloodshot eyes, and that Winters claimed to have smelled alcohol on Taven despite the fact that he blew zeros on the breathalyzer. Finally, the lawsuit states that the police department's drug recognition expert administered the test at the police station, and at 2 a.m., over 2 hours after the initial traffic stop, the expert concluded that Taven was not intoxicated or showing any signs of drug or alcohol use. Afterward, apparently, Taven asked to speak with Winters, who, quote-unquote, remained defiant and refused to apologize, according to the lawsuit. But if you think that the city of Newton, Iowa, and its police department were just going to lie down and take it, oh no. Clark Kaufman for the Iowa Capital Dispatch reported that a countersuit was filed against Taven Galinakis by the city and the arresting officers who deny any wrongdoing. Their suit alleges defamation, the invasion of privacy, and the filing of a false complaint against the police department. Their counterclaim, Kaufman reported, alleges that Taven defamed them and invaded their privacy when he posted the body cam video to social media, adding his own commentary. You see, Taven made several statements, including the allegation that he, quote, basically got kidnapped, then raped by the NPD all night, end quote. According to the Des Moines Register, some of the defamatory statements from Taven, according to the suit, include things like Winters is not mentally fit for the job and that Winters sounded like a little kid, among various others. The countersuit also states that Taven falsely indicated that Winters had been convicted of domestic abuse for beating his girlfriend. Now, according to the Iowa Capital Dispatch, U.S. Judge Stephen Locker handed down two separate rulings on the lawsuits in May and September of 2023. In his rulings, Judge Locker dismissed a significant portion of the counterclaim and said that most of Taven's public statements were, quote-unquote, not actionable in defamation or under other theories. He found, quote, a few statements are sufficiently grounded in fact to state plausible claims for defamation and false light invasion of privacy, end quote. You see, one of the biggest defenses in a defamation case is truth. If the alleged statements made cannot be proven false, in other words, if they are true, then by legal standards, they cannot be defamatory. You see, in the countersuit, Winters never says the statements are not true. Judge Locker noted, quote, Winters does not appear to allege that any of them are false. To the contrary, he admits the accuracy of some of them in his pleadings, and others are supported by the police videos posted online, end quote. Then, regarding the city's complaint about Taven's comments, you know, about being kidnapped and raped, Judge Locker determined that those statements were a clear and allowable expression of opinion and rhetorical hyperbole. However, regarding Taven's claim that Winters had been officially convicted of domestic abuse, well, the judge noted that that specific allegation appeared to be based on a 2021 protective order that was entered against Winters in Iowa District Court, which was extended on at least three subsequent occasions. Taven argued that under Iowa law, the protective order was close enough to a conviction to make his statement substantially true. The judge, though, disagreed. Locker noted that a criminal conviction is very different from a civil judgment and carries a much higher burden of proof. So, ultimately, Judge Locker's rulings meant that the officer's counterclaims for defamation and invasion of privacy could proceed, but on a narrower basis, with fewer of Taven's statements being challenged. The most recent update in the case came in February of this year, 2024. That was when Judge Locker officially determined that there is enough evidence in Taven's lawsuit that the case against the city and the officers could move forward. According to the reporting of Emma Camp for Reason Magazine, Locker found that a reasonable juror could, quote, conclude that Winters violated Gallinakis's clearly established constitutional rights, end quote. In his ruling, according to an article by William Morris for the Des Moines Register, Judge Locker wrote that, contradictory to Winters' claims, video footage, quote-unquote, does not show bloodshot eyes or slurred speech from Taven. He also wrote that Winters exaggerated Taven's supposed struggle to produce his registration and insurance, and that during the field sobriety tests, Taven was, quote, moving confidently and directing subtle and not so subtle verbal jabs at Winters in a manner that would have been difficult for an impaired person, end quote. Then the judge also said that Winters claiming that he smelled alcohol on Taven's person only later to arrest him for marijuana, despite lack of evidence of impairment, could lead jurors to conclude that Winters was simply manufacturing reasons for an arrest at that point, and he had no legal basis to arrest Taven. Locker wrote, quote, probable cause is not a high bar, but it requires more than Winters had on August 28, 2022, end quote. Locker went on to say that Taven's speech and movements were, quote, not even remotely consistent with someone under the influence of a controlled substance. Gallinakis insisted almost from the first moment that he wanted to blow into a breathalyzer, which would be a remarkable act of bravado for someone under the influence, end quote. However, Judge Locker did rule for the city of Newton on several claims, finding that Taven failed to show Winters' actions were due to a lack of training or supervision from the city, and that Taven's incorrect claim about Winters being convicted of domestic abuse could have been taken as factual by viewers who saw the social media post, which could have been detrimental to Winters' reputation. Therefore, Locker ruled, the defamation claim on that one statement could also move forward to trial. And that's basically where this case is at. All the legal litigation is still playing out, and based on the available research at the time this episode was recorded, no trial date for either side has been set yet. But when those dates are set, I'll be sure to update you on social media. Okay, y'all, that officially brings us to the end of Chronicle 81. As always, be sure to check out my social media where I post photos associated with each case and episode. You can find me at Campus Crime Chronicles on both Facebook and Instagram. And y'all, keep those reviews coming on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen and you can review. Keep those coming because it really does help, you know, boost Campus Crime Chronicles up in the algorithm or whatever it is that those podcast hosting platforms use. But it really does like let others know that this is an available podcast and, you know, they should check it out. So if you haven't done so, please leave me a review. Well, that is all for today, so bye for now. Campus Crime Chronicles is researched, written, and recorded by me, Nicole Turner. Campus crony Alexis McDonald is my research assistant, and Giari Gassaway is my editor and producer. Tune in again in 2 weeks for the next Chronicle.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
When systems go down, when tickets pile up, and your best tech walks out the door, what does all that really cost you? At CBT Nuggets, we help IT teams stay sharp, confident, and certified with online training that's built for the real world. From cybersecurity to cloud, our expert-led courses help your team close skill gaps before they turn into business risks. Invest in your team. Go to cbtnuggets.com/solutions and unlock training that makes your team sharper and your system stronger.